10th parak of Yevamos Mishneh Beis. We're talking about a woman whose husband went overseas. Needs his help, he bathes him. Teitzei uptura min hakorban. If she got married, he bathes him, which means one witness came and she checked it out and she relied on him, and Bezin said, we're also relying on him. They permitted her to get remarried, and then husband shows up. Teitzei, she has to get divorced. Uptura min hakorban. She's potter from bringing a korban. Why is she potter from bringing a korban? Because it's considered a type of oines, since she relied on the bezdin. Loines is alpi bezdin. If she did not need the special heter of bezdin, but two witnesses came and they accepted the witnesses, and both witnesses said that the husband died, and then later the husband shows up, takes it, she has to get divorced from the second husband. The chayaves korban. She had to make a korban. It's a tremendous chiddush here. A woman relied on two Aiden. Even so, we say that she's not onusa, she's shagegas, and if it ends up that they were liars, she has to bring a korban chatos. So we don't, that's a chiddush. Even though she relied on Aiden, if we found that the Aiden were false, that's considered a shagig, not an oines. You have a korban, and she pitas min a korban. We see the fact that she got married with one Aiden in some ways is more lenient, because she does not have to, if she was permitted to marry, in fact, by the fact that one aid came, she's potter from a korban. Harav Bezin li nasa v'halcha v'kilkula. Bezin said she's allowed to get married, and instead of getting married, she was mezana without marriage. Then chayavas ha-korban. Then she has to make a korban. She said, I relied on Bezin. If you rely on Bezin, you won't be mezana. Ella, what are you doing on your own volition? Then Shalitura Elinasa, their heter was not for this purpose. So the kids, she became a lamdan and was matter more than they said. She has to bring the korban afterwards.
What was the heter?